A man who claimed to know nothing was declared the wisest person in all of Athens. That is not a paradox. It is the founding insight of Western philosophy. Around 469 BCE, Socrates was born in Athens, a city that prided itself on its thinkers, its poets, its statesmen. His friend Chaerephon traveled to the oracle at Delphi and asked a pointed question: "Is anyone wiser than Socrates?" The oracle said no. Socrates heard this and was baffled. He knew he possessed no great wisdom, so he did something radical. He went out to prove the oracle wrong. What he found changed everything. He approached the people Athens most respected, politicians, poets, craftspeople, and questioned them carefully about what they claimed to know. Think of a general who insists he understands courage but cannot define it when pressed. That is exactly what Socrates encountered, again and again. The politicians spoke confidently about justice, but contradicted themselves within minutes. The poets could not explain their own verses. The craftspeople knew their trade, but assumed that expertise made them wise about everything else. Socrates, Bino, reached a striking conclusion. These people believed they knew things they did not know. He, at least, knew that he did not know. That gap, small as it sounds, was the difference between genuine wisdom and dangerous self-deception. Now, the key idea here is the method Socrates used to expose this gap. It is called the elenchus, from a Greek word meaning examination or cross-examination. A typical elenchus begins simply. Someone offers a definition, say, that courage means standing firm in battle. Socrates agrees to examine it. He then asks questions, drawing out further commitments from the person. Step by step, those commitments collide with the original claim. The person's own words refute their own position. The argument does not come from Socrates imposing his view. It comes from the interlocutor's own beliefs turning against each other. Many of Plato's early dialogues end at this point, not with an answer, but with what philosophers call aporia. That means a state of genuine perplexity. An impasse where no settled answer remains. That might sound like failure. It is not. Recognizing a real problem is far more valuable than holding a confident but inconsistent answer. Aporia, for Socrates, was the beginning of honest inquiry, not the end of it. This is where the gadfly metaphor becomes essential, by not. In Plato's Apology, Socrates describes himself as a gadfly, a stinging fly, attached to Athens, which he compares to a large and sluggish horse. The horse is powerful, but needs to be roused. The gadfly's sting is irritating, even painful, but without it, the horse simply sleeps. Socrates saw his questioning the same way. It was not pleasant for the people he questioned. His public refutations made him deeply unpopular. People repeated his cross-examinations without understanding the philosophical purpose behind them. They saw humiliation. He saw medicine. The Socratic method, remember, was never just a classroom technique. In the ancient dialogues, it could expose a person's self-deception and challenge the entire identity they had built around appearing wise. That is a far more disruptive act than asking a clever question. Aristophanes even caricatured Socrates in his comedy The Clouds, placing him in a fictional thinkery, proof that Socrates was famous enough and controversial enough to be mocked publicly during his own lifetime. The takeaway from all of this is precise and worth holding on to. Socratic ignorance is not a claim that nothing can be known. It is a disciplined refusal to treat unexamined belief as knowledge. Plato's Socrates draws a clear line between human wisdom and divine wisdom. Human wisdom, he argues, begins with awareness of the limits of one's own knowledge. For example, the moment you stop pretending to understand something you do not, you create the only honest foundation on which real understanding can be built. Socrates never presented himself as a teacher transmitting a finished doctrine. He presented himself as a fellow seeker, one who happened to know, with unusual clarity, exactly where his knowledge ended. That is the paradox resolved, Binod. True wisdom begins not with answers, but with the courage to admit you do not have them. The unexamined life, Socrates argued, is not worth living, and the examined life starts with a single, uncomfortable question: what do I actually know?